This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically, there's two issues of very high concern. One is the Chesapeake Bay Initiative, and the others are the numeric nutrient standards that are being developed in Florida.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Chesapeake Bay Initiative came about through a presidential directive last May by President Obama, and it basically instructs EPA to go into the Chesapeake Bay watershed and pretty much coordinate and take over state efforts to clean up the bay. This is probably the largest undertaking that's ever been initiated. The Chesapeake Bay watershed is approximately 64,000 square miles, includes something like 7 states, and they're trying to set a total maximum daily load, or a TMDL, which dictates how much nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment can go into the bay. There's going to be major implications for farmers on the eastern shore, and although there's no cotton grown in this district, this policy has implications for many other areas. Part of the president's executive order said that EPA was to implement this plan in such a way that it could be used in other major watersheds. And EPA has its sights on the Gulf of Mexico, the hypoxia zone there, the dead zone there, and clearly that would imply the Mississippi River and that watershed as well.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In terms of the Florida issue, part of the Clean Water Act allows a state to utilize either a narrative water quality standard, which is a visual assessment of the water body, such as, is it murky, is it full of algae, whereas a numeric standard actually sets a quantitative limit to various pollutants. And this has never really been undertaken before, but EPA is moving forward with it. They've set up different regions and doing these numeric standards by region. What we're hearing from Florida is going to cause a lot of problems. Some of the standards are actually below ambient levels, and EPA is also planning on moving to other states to implement these numeric standards. I know that Kansas is on the short list to move to next.